intelligence type with astrology case study. Richard's ascendant in Anuradha Scorpio shapes a personality grounded in emotional depth, loyalty, and focused intensity. Anuradha grants him a steady, inwardly committed disposition marked by interpersonal and existential intelligence, the ability to form deep connections and understand emotional dynamics beneath the surface. With Scorpio's transformative lens, Richard likely learns through crisis, depth, and loyalty, making him someone who develops mastery through emotional commitment, inner discipline. His moon in Uttara Bhadrapada, Pisces, in the fifth house adds strong interpersonal and emotional intelligence, especially in the realm of creativity, learning, and emotional memory. Uttara Bhadrapada, a spiritually grounded nakshatra, lends Richard the ability to integrate deep feeling into creative expression. His learning is rooted in reflection and emotional tone, ideal for work involving education, healing, or imagination. He likely understands abstract emotional patterns intuitively and can use this in both artistic and mentoring roles. Mars in Shatabisha Aquarius in the fourth house energizes his emotional and domestic space with logical, mathematical, and bodily kinesthetic intelligence. This placement gives him the ability to act precisely and objectively in emotional or communal environments. Mars in Shatabisha brings a reformer's edge. He may feel called to reorganize family systems, emotional patterns, or even physical spaces for improved function or clarity. His learning style involves using action and logic to process internal emotions. In the sixth house, Rahu in Kritika, Aries, activates bodily kinesthetic and task-oriented intelligence in everyday problem solving. This nakshatra offers sharp will and strategic focus. Richard likely approaches routines and challenges through direct action and intuitive problem solving, thriving in high pressure or competitive settings. His ability to cut through obstacles with clarity and initiative makes him well suited for dynamic work that demands fast thinking and physical engagement. His Jupiter in Purva Falguni, Leo, in the 10th house of career, brings interpersonal and visual spatial intelligence into leadership and public contribution. Purva Falguni adds charm, charisma, and aesthetic intelligence. This makes Richard ideally suited for careers involving performance, leadership, or aesthetic management, especially where generosity, ethics, and pleasure can merge. His sense of purpose in public life comes from inspiring others and expressing internal values through visible forms. In the 11th house, both Sun and Mercury in Hasta Virgo point to pronounced linguistic, interpersonal, and emotional intelligence in community and goal-oriented settings. Hasta's craftsmanship and humor provide Richard with the ability to connect socially through precise communication, clever insight, and supportive dialogue. His ability to read social patterns and refine group strategies makes him an effective leader, team organizer, or voice in collaborative circles, particularly through written or verbal channels. Finally, Ketu in Vishaka and Venus in Chitra, both in the 12th house, create a subtle fusion of existential, visual, spatial, and musical intelligence in spiritual, psychological, and subconscious realms. Vishaka's goal-driven clarity paired with Ketu's detachment suggests that Richard learns by surrendering ego-driven outcomes and instead focusing on deeper truth and impact. Chitra adds elegance and symbolic design. He may excel in creative spiritual work, dream interpretation, or inner systems navigation where form meets soul. Altogether, Richard's intelligence profile is dynamic and richly layered. He learns through emotion, form, rhythm, action, and symbolic meaning. His path is shaped by transformation, creative alignment, and emotional depth. Whether guiding, teaching, leading, or healing, Richard is most fulfilled when he engages in work that allows him to express his inner clarity through outer creativity, social insight, and soulful dedication. Career based on intelligence for Richard. Richard's Scorpio ascendant in Anuradha, with its depth, loyalty, and emotional precision, frames a career path built on purposeful connection, strategic presence, and transformative service. His strongest intelligences: interpersonal, intrapersonal, existential, linguistic, and bodily kinesthetic align with professions that demand emotional clarity, symbolic thinking, and grounded leadership. He is most effective in roles where his inner intensity can translate into visible, structured, and impactful contribution. His moon in Uttarabhadrapada in the fifth house supports careers in mentorship, spiritual education, therapeutic creativity, or emotional coaching. This placement strengthens his intrapersonal and emotional intelligence, giving him the ability to guide others through deeply personal or transformative material. He may thrive in environments that require steady emotional holding, such as grief work, soul-centered teaching, or imaginative education with a spiritual or symbolic edge. Mars in Shatabisha in the fourth house grounds his action in clarity and reform. This placement energizes his logical and kinesthetic intelligence, making him particularly well-suited to emotional system repair, crisis mediation, or reform-based leadership in domestic, therapeutic, or community-oriented settings. Mars in this air nakshatra allows him to operate objectively in emotionally charged environments. He can cut through confusion with action grounded in care and structure. Rahu in Kritika, in the sixth house, sharpens his bodily kinesthetic and competitive intelligence in daily work and service. He may be drawn to professions involving strategic intervention, performance under pressure, or high efficiency execution, especially in contexts like coaching, somatic therapy, emergency services, or systems-based healing. This placement empowers him to lead through quick decision-making, precise action, and intense dedication to improvement. In the 10th house, Jupiter in Purva Falguni gives him a charismatic and generous public presence. This activates his intrapersonal and aesthetic intelligence in roles that allow him to lead through creative inspiration, ethical visibility, or values-centered leadership. He may excel in public roles tied to performance, branding, hospitality, or spiritual guidance, particularly where his natural warmth and intuitive leadership bring people together with style and purpose. His 11th house placements, Sun and Mercury in Hasta, further enhance his linguistic and interpersonal intelligence in social and collaborative work. Richard may be highly effective in communications, team strategy, or relationship-based consulting, especially when precision, trust, and humor are required. These placements support careers in editorial work, public relations, emotional intelligence training, or group facilitation, where his gift for articulation meets group process. In the 12th house, Ketu in Vishakha and Venus in Chitra suggest a subtle yet profound existential and symbolic intelligence best expressed in artistic, spiritual, or behind-the-scenes domains. He may be drawn to careers in symbolic design, aesthetic healing, dream work, or esoteric consulting, where deeper patterns are revealed through image, space, or archetype. His ability to translate subconscious complexity into visible, meaningful form gives him an edge in professions that blend structure and soul. Altogether, Richard's career is best built around emotional mastery, structured creativity, and precise service. Whether teaching, designing, healing, or guiding, he brings an unmistakable presence, one that leads from the heart, works through clarity, and serves through transformation. His ideal path honors depth, beauty, and truth, and allows him to offer others not just guidance, but a map for meaningful growth.